My guest today is Avi Avital. He's a mandolinist. He has a new recording out on the Deutsche Grammophon label with the Venice Baroque Orchestra, recordings of Antonio Vivaldi concertos. Avi, would you tell people a little bit about your background, who folks who may not be familiar with where you come from and what has inspired you to play this beautiful mandolin music that you've selected?
Thank you. I was born in Israel, in Be'er Sheva, the southern part of Israel. And that's where I first encountered the mandolin. I was 8 years old, and I had a neighbor who played the mandolin and really liked the sound of it. So asked my parents to get me one and started to play the instrument. Shortly after, I joined a youth mandolin orchestra in my town, and that opened to me the world of classical music. Since then, I've been playing the mandolin.
Is there much of a culture of mandolin in Israel?
Like any other place, it's not a very popular instrument. So there is, funny enough, in Israel, the one place that has produced the most mandolin players is my town, is Be'er Sheva, and that's because there was this charismatic figure, my first teacher, who funded this youth orchestra that at the peak had maybe 40, 45 kids all playing together mandolins. And that was extremely fun to be part of, but also kind of a very important educational vehicle for my town. And so this one man really made it possible for us to play, to fall in love with the instrument. And that was, it was quite unique. I think it wasn't something that other places necessarily would have.
Now, you have recorded with many different size ensembles as well as in solo settings. Tell me, what has brought you around to selecting the works of Antonio Vivaldi as someone to focus on for mandolin?
Well, choosing Vivaldi to record on a mandolin is pretty much it's pretty natural. It's the nature's instrument, and Vivaldi is one of the very few composers that actually wrote for the mandolin, and therefore it fits so well to play and to record his music. This is gorgeous music. I had so much fun to record it. And together with the Venice Baroque Orchestra, we actually recorded it in Venice. We spent there about 3 or 4 weeks together, and the whole experience of recording it and rehearsing it and performing it was magical. And it took a lot from this experience and from the city into the recording studio while recording this beautiful Venetian music.
Now, Vivaldi was from Venice. He spent much of his life there.
Exactly. He was probably the most famous Venetian composer. And you have to understand that Venice is a very special city for many, many reasons. But one of them is the how close it is to nature and how nature influences your life, because it's in the middle of the sea. And if there is a... if the water goes up from the sea, then it blocks you for a couple of hours, or maybe a day, or maybe a couple. And these themes, they come back in Vivaldi's writing. It's not a surprise that he writes a piece that is called Four Seasons, because the sense of seasons, you feel it when you're Venice. You feel the seasons in your daily life much more than you feel them in any other city in the world, I guess. So it's much less the urban experience in Venice, but city that is much more connected to nature and much more dependent on nature and its bipolar nature. And Vivaldi writes not only the Four Seasons, but concerti like La Tempesta, The Storm, or La Notte, The Night, that describe this kind of unique character of Venice.
What is your preferred mandolin? What is your preferred mandolin on which you play currently?
Yeah, well, I have several mandolins, but of course I tend to go back to my favorite one. And that is an instrument from 1998 that was built for me by an Israeli mandolin maker, Ari Kerman. And it was designed really to fill a concert hall with its sound. So it's louder than the normal traditional Neapolitan mandolin, and there are all sort of different characteristics that make it that I wanted to have in my instrument, and then make it much more, let's say, in the same line with the violin or cello or other classical music instruments.
Now, you recorded much of this new release of Vivaldi Concerti and a Sonata in Venice itself, true?
Yes, we were, as I mentioned before, we were spending a lot of time between the preparing the album and recording it and doing the photo shooting for the cover and so on. That all happened in Venice, and I really insisted on having this process being in Venice and not in any other place, because it gives you this extra bit of authenticity.
Sure.
To be in the place and to play this music with people from the place, and you know, and eat Venetian food in the lunch breaks, and hear the Venetian language, the Venetian dialect in the rehearsals. That all gave this little extra spice to the recording.
Did the humidity in Venice do anything to your instruments?
Excellent question. Yes, indeed. But my instruments suffer more... suffer less humidity. When it's dry, then my instrument really suffers. But yeah, it was funny because a lot of the, especially the cellists, they complained when it's humid. When it's too humid, they start to complain. And sometimes we had to stop the session and run the air conditioner to dry it a little bit, and then you know go back after half an hour.
Which of course just makes the surrounding world more humid.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell me, besides Vivaldi, who are some composers, or what might be a specific piece or two for the mandolin repertoire that you come back to and consistently inspires you?
There are not too many pieces that are written originally for the mandolin. From the, let's say, the known names, the famous names, there are four suite pieces by Beethoven, and another one by Domenico Scarlatti, and this beautiful canzonetta from Don Giovanni by Mozart, but that's about it. Composers did not really write for mandolin, unfortunately. And this is something I'm trying to change, let's say, by commissioning a lot of modern music for the mandolin. So hopefully in 100 years' time, when somebody at your radio station asks a future mandolinist, he can tell you that there is a lot of repertoire. I do listen to a lot of different genres of music, including rock and pop, and I have to say I do learn a lot from it, and I do appreciate a lot of music. For example, one inspiration that I had while doing this album that comes from the kind of the musical production the philosophy of pop and rock albums is to give each one of the songs, each one of the tracks, a different sonoric world. You always change the drum set, the guitars, whatever effects you use. The Beatles are a great example for that. They don't use the same guitar sound twice in a record, or they don't use the same snare drum twice in a record. And that's for keeping it the sound always fresh, and also giving a musical sonoric sense to each one of the compositions. And that philosophy inspired me also in this Vivaldi album, because we tried to every piece to give it its own sound. For example, in the mandolin concerto in C major, we replaced the defaultive harpsichord with an organ, with a small organ, just to give this new sound. When you get to it, by the time you get to it in the album, it's kind of you heard enough of the harpsichord, and for 10 minutes you have suddenly a new sound coming. And this is something I definitely learned from pop music.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that harpsichord and organ. It's very period sounding.
That's true. Well, this is a period ensemble, and of course it adds the right color when playing this music. But I was tempted to add some effects to the organ, but we kept it philological.
Did you find that you were able to have some nice duets with the organist in the course of recording these Vivaldi concerti?
I really had fun to play with this organ, because it's not one of these organ churches. It's a portable organ, but nevertheless it is completely mechanical. I mean, the only thing that is not mechanical in it is the pump that drives air into the pipes. But the actual sound is not digital. It's not electronic. It's actual air going through pipe. And I had a lot of fun to play around with it when it was around in the studio. And because the motor had produced a lot of sound, we had in the recording we had to cover it with blankets and screens, and we had to push the organist back in the back of the big room where we recorded, because the sound of the motor kept entering all the microphones of the orchestra. It was a lot of fun to have the organ around.
Avi, the only other question I had is, what's next for you? You recorded these Vivaldi concerti middle to late last year. What's next on your plate?
Well, I'm about to embark a U.S. tour with this repertoire with the Venice Baroque Orchestra. They literally just landed from Venice in Los Angeles Airport, and I'm going to join them soon. And we're going to start a 12-concert tour around the U.S. and Canada. I'll be going back to Europe, start to plan my next recording, and while performing, of course, a lot of Vivaldi, but not only, some new commissions coming up and some exciting tours for me in places around the world.
My guest today has been Avi Avital, speaking about his new album on the Deutsche Grammophon label with the Venice Baroque Orchestra, featuring concerti of Venetian, the Red Priest, Antonio Vivaldi. Avi, thanks for taking the time today.
Thank you very much. Tanto la sveglia.